Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Build a Winning Culture in Your Dealership. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon responsive website platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, I want to let you know Dealer On is going to be hosting another Top Golf event. This time it's going to be in Dallas, Texas on Wednesday, October 5th. Yes, let me just break this down for you. It's Google and golf and cocktails. That, my friends, is a recipe for awesomeness. If you'd like more info on this amazing event, please check out the tinyurl.com/TG Dallas webinar. Oh, and I should mention, all of this is free. Free, that's right. So make sure you check out that link, and we hope to see you there. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Justin Brunn and Ben Kohler as our presenters today. Justin Brunn and Ben Kohler are responsible for Acton Toyota's website and marketing campaigns. Together, the two formed and managed Dynamic Beacon, a dealer-to-dealer digital marketing agency providing web creative services, email marketing, search engine marketing, and reputation management. With over 20 years of combined dealership experience, Justin and Ben are passionate about delivering unparalleled digital marketing solutions that produce increased sales and business growth for dealers. Justin believes good marketing is key to telling the dealership story and leveraging its overall brand proposition. He takes great pride in being able to take a project from a simple vision and develop it into a comprehensive program. Ben considers it a privilege to have helped Acton Toyota build one of the most successful internet operations in the country and is extremely eager to assist dealerships improve their own online marketing initiatives to increase their bottom line. They can be reached at justin.brunn@dynamicbeacon.com and ben.kohler@dynamicbeacon.com. And by the way, Justin Brunn and Ben Kohler will also be presenting at the upcoming Driving Sales Executive Summit. It's happening October 23rd through the 25th in Vegas. So if you're going to be there, you don't want to miss them. Please go see them live. They're even better live, I know. And you can check out more information or get tickets at drivingsales.com/DSES. We hope to see you there. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at Dynamic Beacon, they're giving away not one prize, but two amazing prizes today on the webinar. That's right. Two of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win an internal dealership survey. And this is going to measure employee satisfaction right at your dealership. Dynamic Beacon is going to administer this survey for you so you can know how your employees really feel about their job and get the feedback you need to keep them happy. They'll review the results and then suggest improvements on how you can build a better workplace. What an awesome prize for your dealership. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and who knows, you could be one of the people walking away with this amazing prize today. And at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want to know what you think, so please let your opinion be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so you can tag us in it. Use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Dynamic Beacon at, you guessed it, Dynamic Beacon. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn how to build a winning culture in your dealership. Justin and Ben, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for asking, Eliana. Really excited to be here today and to give this presentation to the Dealer On webinar audience.
I love that you picked this topic. We've not really done a webinar on this topic. So thank you so much for bringing this, because this is important stuff. Winning culture in your dealership. Yes, if your employees are happy, guess what? Your customers are happy. So thank you so much. I know you have a lot to get to, So please, take it away.
Yeah, so we want to start first here by reviewing today's agenda. We're first going to be covering employment brand and really defining your dealership's why, you know, why you do what you do each and every day. We'll then move into culture, and we're reviewing both purpose and people. Next, we'll look at takeaways. We have 7 total takeaways from the presentation that we want to highlight here for you. We'll then transition over to the Q&A session that Eliana will administer for us. And then lastly, we'll move to that prize section where, again, we've got the giveaway of the employee surveys. And just to quickly note as well, as we're going through the presentation here, as we transition from one section to the next, you'll see different questions that are posed that are there in writing. And those questions are just some of the many questions that then belong to that employee survey. And so Eliana was kind enough to introduce us to all of you here in attendance. And we just wanted to take a quick moment to introduce you to our Dynamic Beacon team here, at least by way of this photograph.
Yes, this is a team that we're really proud of. We've taken a lot of time to put this team together, and many of the processes that we're going to be discussing today and things we're sharing with you are things that we've implemented here at Dynamic Beacon. We're really excited to kind of get into the presentation and share them with you. And so, you know, we spend so much time as dealerships looking at how we present ourselves and brand ourselves online with respect to car buyers, right, how we're really presenting ourselves. But we really don't take the time to look at how we're presenting ourselves to prospective folks that are looking at, you know, possibly working at our dealership, and in particular, millennials. And one of the primary places that we should be concerned about doing this is social media, but unfortunately, we're doing a poor job. And in fact, 3 in 4 say that their employer does not know how to promote their employment brand on social media. And that's a staff.com stat that we brought to you today. And we think that that's particularly important because we see here that 29% of folks are using social media as their primary tool when looking for a job here online.
And so that kind of brings us right into our first poll question, kind of bringing this poll question to you early. So, Eliana, if you could be kind enough to present that poll question to the audience.
Absolutely. That first poll question is on your screen now, audience. We'd love it if you take part in this poll question. The question is, just how savvy is your dealership when using social media to promote your dealership's job opportunities? Please select one of the following answers. Savvy? We don't use social media to find new hires. Or how about, we sometimes use social media, but certainly not often enough. We did in the past, but you know what? We didn't get very good responses, so we don't do it anymore. Or we use multiple sites, and then we get tons of qualified candidates from that. So whatever the answer is, we want to know, how savvy is your dealership when using social media to promote your dealership's job opportunities? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. I also want to let you know, if you have questions for Justin or Ben or both of them, send them in as they pop into your head. We'll save those questions towards the end of the presentation. We look forward to seeing what you have questions about and how we can help you get a winning culture in your dealership. All right, the votes are still coming in fast. I love this. I love this. Thank you so much for taking part in our poll question. I'll give you about another few more seconds, and then we'll close this poll and share the results. And Justin and Ben, I hope that these answers that are coming in are the ones you're looking for. Here we go. All right, audience, thank you so much for taking part in our very first poll question of the day. Let's see what the answers are. All right, 13% of today's audience says, savvy, we don't use social media to find new hires. Wow, 13%, that's pretty high. 25% of today's audience, a quarter of today's audience, says, we use social media only sometimes, but we admit, not often enough. Only 6% of today's audience said that they did it in the past, didn't get good responses, don't use it anymore. But the majority, 56% of today's audience, say that they use multiple sites and they get tons of qualified candidates. Justin, Ben, does that help you out?
Yeah, no. I mean, well, first we can compliment that 56% on using social media and using it extremely well. You know, for those that have used it in the past and aren't getting good responses, I would encourage them just to really evaluate how they did
present those job postings, what that employment brand, as Justin was noting, what they were conveying to potential job applicants. And we're going to look in just a few minutes at one thing a dealership client of ours does extremely well with their job postings on social media, defining that employment brand. And one thing in particular they do, and we're kind of jumping ahead, I understand, but one thing that they do is they tailor that message to the audience they believe belongs or most frequently uses that particular social channel. So you can imagine, you know, LinkedIn and the message, the job posting that's there would be quite a bit different than it would be, say, on Facebook or maybe even Instagram or some other social channel. So I imagine that's part of what that 56% is doing. So I would encourage folks that have used it in the past, aren't doing it, didn't have good success and stopped, or who use it a little bit but not often enough, to really look at tailoring that message to each given social network or channel.
And so as Ben was kind of noting here, here's an example. This is actually a client of ours that we work with out in Bremerton, Washington. It's the West Hills Autoplex in this store, Heartland Toyota. This is actually a customer that captured this moment. So this was displayed on the dealership's Facebook page. And, you know, there's several moments like this, again, building that employment brand. So as it's a really fun place to work, you look throughout the Instagram channel and Facebook pages for the various dealerships, you see really happy salespeople, really happy customers. And the dealership actually, the entire group has these events, and this is actually taken from their beach party event. And really the events are just as much for the employees as they are for the customers. As you can see here, the people that work there are having a really good time. So it's kind of building that employment brand. It's taking these types of photographs and these posts and then leveraging them and launching them, putting them live.
Yeah. And so next we're just looking here quickly at a screenshot from LinkedIn. This is one of the job postings for the Hazelwood Auto Group. And, you know, they were noting as well, as we had said in response to that poll question that was there, just how they vary their job listings, those descriptions based on the social channel, the social network they use. Here we're looking at Facebook, and then we're now looking at Instagram. And so with Hazelwood, as we were working with them, they were commenting, you know, hey, originally we had the same kind of same job description across all of these social channels. In some places, okay, we were getting some good responses. In other networks, that wasn't the case. Let's just look, evaluate the message. Let's change that message, tailor it again to the social, and as a result of that, they started receiving more applications on those channels where they previously did not. So that's really an important part that we want to convey here. You know, when you are posting those job listings online, be really mindful, cognizant of that channel, and then the people who use that channel, that network, and tailor the message accordingly. And, you know, we're kind of transitioning now from what might be online for a job listing or when somebody sees a job listing online and then transitions over to your website for more information. You know, really, what does your website look like? What does your employment brand look like on your website on that careers page or that jobs postings page? And this here, we've got a screenshot of Shop Automotive, and they've really taken it to a whole new level where it's not just a landing page within their website, but it's an entire website dedicated then to careers at within their automotive group. And so if you have time, I think it's just, it might be careers.shop.com or something of that nature with the URL structure you can quickly Google and find. But it's a great example to look at and really compare, okay, how are we doing within our jobs posting section of our website, the content we have there versus, say, what you find here. And also they've taken the time even for their executive team to create these great videos really detailing what it's like to work within their automotive group, the opportunities for career advancement, et cetera, that are really important to people. And so that actually brings us to our next poll question. So, Eliana, if you could be kind enough to ask that next poll question.
Absolutely. Second poll question is on the screen now. We want to know, now be honest, if we visited your dealership's career page, if you visited your dealership's career page as a prospective employee, what would you think? Please select one of the following answers. Would you find that it was hard to navigate and you were too busy swatting away pop-ups? Would you find that the culture, the benefits, and the career opportunities seemed awesome? Would that dealership career page give just a very short description about the job, but no reasons to actually work there? Or how about, they can't be serious about finding qualified people because there's really nothing on this dealership's career page. Or maybe you don't even have a dealership career page on your dealership website. Well, we want to know that too. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. Now, this is our second poll question. We got two more poll questions coming at you a little bit later on in the show. But for right now, this second poll question is very important to us. We want to know if you visited your dealership's career page as a prospective employee, what would you think? Ben, Justin, if you're ready, I'll close this poll and we'll share these results.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. All right, audience, thank you so much for your votes. Here's what everyone said. 5% of today's audience said that yes, it would be hard to navigate, and you're too busy swatting away pop-ups. 18% of today's audience would have the best answer, that the culture, the benefits, and the career opportunities available at the dealership are awesome. The majority, however, 36% of today's audience, says that they only have listed a short job description, but honestly, there's no reason to actually work there. Another 18% of today's audience said there's no possible way they could be serious about finding actually qualified people because that's how bad their dealership's career page is. And then a very large majority, 23% of today's audience says they don't even have a career page on their website. Ben, Justin, what's the right answer?
Yeah, we're certainly not surprised to see that 23% number. I mean, all too often as we're scanning dealership websites, we're seeing the exact same thing. I mean, there's so much opportunity here to develop content like we shared with you for Shomp. Even take employee testimonials, because we talk about customer testimonials a lot, but taking employee testimonials and sharing those on your careers page as well, just to share what kind of experience the existing staff is having.
Okay. And so we're transitioning then over here to kind of another section, really migrating from that employment brand over to the culture portion, and first starting with purpose. And so, you know, does your job provide you with a sense of meaning and purpose? And, you know, today that's critically important to people beyond just, you know, doing what they do for income. Is there a real purpose behind that job? And if there's anyone questioning kind of that, you know, you need to look no further than this statistic here from Forbes magazine that cites, for 6 in 10 millennials, a sense of purpose is part of the reason they chose to work for their current employer. So again, as we're talking about your employment brand and promoting yourself online to job applicants, ensuring that that sense of purpose is really a strong part of your employment brand to attract this new generation of workforce, these millennials. And so really what we'd like to do right now is just play a short segment, a video segment. It's actually part of a TED Talk. A number of you folks in the audience may have already seen it. It's a pretty popular one. It's from Simon Sinek here. We're really talking about that sense of purpose, that why within organizations.
Why, how, what? This little idea explains why some organizations and some leaders are able to inspire where others aren't. Let me define the terms really quickly. Every single person, every single organization on the planet knows what they do 100%. Some know how they do it, whether you call it your differentiating value proposition or your proprietary process or your USP, but very, very few people or organizations know why they do what they do. And by why, I don't mean to make a profit. That's a result. It's always a result. By why, I mean what's your purpose, what's your cause, what's your belief. Why does your organization exist? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? And why should anyone care? Well, as a result, the way we think, the way we act, the way we communicate is from the outside in. It's obvious. We go from the clearest thing to the fuzziest thing. But the inspired leaders and the inspired organizations, regardless of their size, regardless of their industry, all think, act, and communicate from the inside out.
And so here's an example of a company that we think is doing a really great job defining their why. And so many of you are probably familiar with Tom's Shoes.
Ugh, and love them.
Yeah, and you know, the philosophy... Justin's
wearing a pair right now.
I am sporting a pair just for this presentation.
I have a pair, but they're upstairs, but yeah.
And this sort of one-for-one mission. So, you know, purchasing a pair of shoes and then having Tom's in turn give a pair of shoes to someone in need. So we really love the way that they present this. They promote it. It's in everything that this company does. And as a result of that, they've been able to attract many talented people for much less money than possibly otherwise in another organization because of this why and this reason and this purpose bigger than just the job itself. And we wanted to share with you some of the core values here. This again from the West Hills Autoplex or Hazelwood Auto Group in Bremerton, Washington. They've created these core values. They're alive and well within their dealership. And we've also done the same here at Dynamic Beacon. So really defining what your dealership is all about and then making it tangible and having this be a collective effort within the store. So really getting all of the stakeholders involved in the conversation to help develop these core values, to help develop the mission statement. There's many stores that have a mission statement, but it's 30 or 40 years old, and it's been long forgotten about. So this is just further making it more tangible and more visible to not just customers in the dealership, but then also people considering your dealership for employment. And we wanted to share with you here a dynamic tip of promoting the charitable contributions both online and in-store. So we know that dealerships in general are extremely generous and charitable within their communities, often though it goes unpromoted and unnoticed. So promoting this in the dealership, promoting it online rather, first by building a landing page for your charitable contributions and donations and making it visible here. Also, promoting it in the dealership through print collateral as well. So for our own parent dealership, Acton Toyota, we have an annual scholarship, and we like to promote those winners and our donations within the dealership, as you can see here. So this type of messaging is really sprinkled all throughout the store for all of our customers to see and our prospective people considering the dealership for employment.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's been very well received, and we've heard customers comment on it as well, so it's something we like to promote.
Wow, that's great.
And so next we kind of want to review with you the hiring process, and really just knowing that, you know, hiring people can be very expensive, and it can be even more expensive if you hire the wrong person at the dealership. And so we have this stat here brought to you by CareerBuilder, noting here that 41% of companies surveyed said that a bad hire in the last year cost them at least $25,000. And then the second stat here that 25% of companies surveyed said that a bad hire in the last year has cost them at least $50,000. So it can be extremely costly. We know that these numbers are not specific to the automotive industry, but it's imperative that you have a hiring process in place to try to weed out those folks that may not be best suited to work in your dealership facilities.
And so to kind of help prevent you from making that sort of bad hire, the next few slides here are there to do just that. But we're starting first with, you know, some traits and characteristics that we think are good ones to look at or look for in potential job candidates. And these characteristics we've found through this gentleman here, Demon Sinek, who's a contributing author for Driving Sales. And so he talks about, first, coachability, second, temperament, third, ownership, and then fourth, being ambitious. And that's really, you know, when we're kind of underscoring here with kind of ambition, the ambitiousness of an individual to, you know, hiring somebody that really does want to make this a career and wants to move from whatever that starting role is and continue to climb that ladder. And as a dealership then, too, you know, being able to communicate to job applicants the fact that, yes, we do like to promote within, and you can really have a career here at our dealership. So I think it's critical to, you know, look for that in a candidate, but then communicate that as well to candidates to ensure then that both of you are on the same page. And, you know, to help you try and identify those traits as well as others that you look for in an employee, you know, one of the best, you know, and kind of tried and true methods to do that is, you know, through an interview and asking great questions as part of that interview. So we've highlighted just three questions that we really like. These questions are courtesy of HubSpot, find it to be a great resource for many different things. And actually, I'll note as well, one of the PDF handouts, excuse me, that Elian has made available to you. There's a number of them there, but there's a PDF specific with additional interview questions. But one that we really like here is just tell me about a time you screwed up. Very casual, right, in the way it's presented. But, you know, really one of the best ways we feel to learn is through failure, right? And so really being able to have a conversation with that candidate about, yeah, a time that maybe they failed, what they learned from it, how they grew from it, and how they're a better person as a result of it. And then another great thing beyond those interview questions, because, you know, there's still many blind spots. Justin likes to refer to them, but, you know, there's still blind spots that maybe exist despite, you know, your best efforts through interviewing and asking great questions. But administering, say, a DISC personality profile assessment or test is a great way to get a better understanding of who this person is, you know, what motivates him or her, and really what makes this person tick. And we started administering these at Dynamic Beacon to all of our candidates, and it's made a real difference in terms of getting better insight again into who that person is, and if we do hire them, the appropriate way, the proper way to motivate them, and get the absolute best we can out of them as an employee. And this is bringing us then over to another dynamic tip, and this one is specific to fixed ops. And, you know, really recommending your dealership, your service department, build strong relationships with local vocational or tech schools to help you maintain a pipeline then of quality technicians. In the case of Acton Toyota, you know, part of that relationship is there's times where we donate equipment to the school. We've actually, in some cases, even bought new equipment for them. But that really helps them ensure that, you know, when we have an employment need and we're going to that school, they're really sending us or putting us in front of the kind of the cream of the crop, the best of the best. They've already then kind of helped filter, if you will, those best students they have to possibly join our team here in the service department.
So we talked to you about the hiring process and what we do here at Dynamic Beacon and what we recommend that you do as well, but really next is making sure that you're setting that person up for success and you're providing them as much training as possible and giving them a great experience as you onboard them into the dealership. I mean, otherwise they're on their own and it's kind of a sink or swim situation, and that's really unfortunate. Next we'd like to share with you kind of what that experience could look like. Yeah. On someone's first day if that dealership's not prepared and giving that person a great experience.
Courtesy of Joe Webb, of course.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm starting here today. I'm the new sales representative.
Mighty proud of you. Tyler, give me a coffee. I don't want to deal with... Tyler, give me a few minutes, huh? I'm going to do everything around here. I'm not going to get my own coffee.
Kind of imagine that as Imagine that as a first impression, first day starting, confirmation that you chose the wrong place to work. So, you know, as part of that hiring, or the hiring and training process, it's important to have a new hire orientation and to know that these new hire orientations can be fun, right? So this is actually a photo taken, again, from the Hazelwood Auto Group in Bremerton, Washington, one of their new hire orientations where, you know, you're reviewing things like 401k and medical and dental benefits, but it can actually be a fun process and a fun environment. And it really lets that person know, if it's done right, that they did join a great organization and they have a bright future. And so we want to share with you a couple more dynamic tips. The first one is sharing with your sales reps the CRM action plan templates and kind of the processes in place. So, you know, all too often, your mystery shopping dealerships, you're seeing these templates that come back. And even if you're on the sales end as a customer going to the dealership, the salesperson may not have necessarily seen the messaging that's being sent out on their behalf. So sharing with your sales reps the type of emails and correspondence that's being sent out on their behalf to their customer base, just kind of keeping them in the loop and keeping them informed. The next tip is assigning those new hires a mentor for their initial and ongoing growth and development. So, you know, really that's not just helpful for the mentee, but for the mentor as well, as we talk in a little bit about, you know, that opportunity to be recognized and to be able to grow and groom another salesperson, within the dealership. It's really a nice kind of nod, if you will, to that senior salesperson.
Excuse me. And so here we have, you know, once we move past kind of that new hire phase and that onboarding phase and this individual is now an employee, you know, we want to make sure that as management, as supervisors, we let folks know when they need improvement and providing them really feedback and ongoing coaching and support. And so I think it ends up being more than just letting them know when they need improvement, but helping them then through that. But, doing so is critical. As we said here, this is an Office Vibe statistic that 4 out of 10 workers are actively disengaged when they get little or no feedback from their employer, from their managers. And so that's a real shame, and that's on us as managers within the dealership and any organization to, really coach, train, and mentor our employees. And, you know, one way here at Dynamic Beacon that we do this is through performance appraisals that are done really on a quarterly basis. Now, maybe at a dealership, maybe doing it once a year or twice a year could be a better frequency, or a more realistic frequency, I should say. But, you know, these are performance appraisals. The way in which we do them, it's been really helpful for both us as management as well as then those employees.
Yeah, so in fact, really the process here is having that individual review themselves in addition to us reviewing them. And it ends up being more of a conversation, so really no one's the bad guy. You're allowing that performance appraisal and the structure of that appraisal form to kind of, lead the conversation, if you will. And, you know, we think it's really important, as Ben was noting, the frequency of those performance appraisals to have them scheduled in a calendar, whether it's a Google Calendar or through Outlook, so that you ensure that they are happening at least once a year.
Yeah, and then we'll note again with the performance appraisal here, again, going back to those PDF handouts that Eliana has made available, you'll see that you can actually download the performance appraisal that we use here at Dynamic Beacon. I think we gave it to you in an editable format so you can customize and tailor that as you desire. And actually, you'll even see one of the criteria or factors that exists there is adherence to the core values that we have. So really, how well is this employee demonstrating or living up to, you know, really the mission, the values of our organization? And so kind of with that leads us right into our next poll question. So, Eliana, if you could be so kind.
Absolutely. All right. Poll question number 3 is on your screen now. We want to know what you think. Does your dealership actively use a performance appraisal to review each employee? And if so, how often are they delivered? Please select one of the following answers. Is it yes, and we do it once a year? Or how about, we haven't done them yet, but I like the idea. Yes, we do them biannually. I think we did one a few years ago. Or, what's a performance appraisal? Once we get a majority of the votes, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And hey, audience, by the way, I need your questions. So if you have questions for today's webinar presenters, Justin Brunn and Ben Kohler, get those questions in. The presentation from them is going to be wrapping up in a little bit. We want to know how we can help you get yourself a winning culture at your dealership. Okay. Let's read this question one last time, and then we'll close the poll and share the results. So we want to know, does your dealership actively use a performance appraisal to review each employee? And if so, how often are they delivered? Yes, we do this once a year. We haven't done them yet, but I like the idea. Yes, we do them biannually. I think we did one a few years ago, or what? Is a performance appraisal. Okay, once we get a majority of the votes, oh, we do have a majority of the votes in. Audience, you guys are great. By the way, after this poll question, we have one more poll question coming your way. So sit tight and don't forget to get involved with that last poll question as well. All right, here we go. We're going to close this poll, share the results, and thank you so much, everyone, for your votes. All right, Justin and Ben, here's the scoop. 32% of today's audience say they do use a performance appraisal to review each employee, and they do it once a year. So that's basically like a third of today's audience.
Great. That is.
Okay, now here's the bad news. 21% of today's audience says they haven't done them yet, but they like the idea of it. All right? 5% of today's audience said, yes, we do them biannually. Another 5% of today's audience says they think they did one a few years ago. And then the majority, 37% of today's audience said, what the heck is a performance appraisal? And so if we add that up, that means that 58% of today's audience are not doing performance appraisals.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, compliments to those individuals that are doing them biannually and then once a year as well. So it's great that they are doing it. But, yeah, not surprised to see that 37% at, you know, really what's a performance appraisal, unfortunately.
I think you're going to have to answer them. What is a performance appraisal? So maybe they are doing it and they just don't know.
Well, I know. We did review, you know, with regard to the performance appraisal, really an opportunity to assess, assess the performance of this employee, and an opportunity as well, as Justin was noting, for the employee to assess his or her own performance. And so you've got a real nice open dialogue there as to really, you know, how well this individual is doing at his or her job. I think maybe it was kind of meant to be almost more funny, just in the sense of like, that's so far off our radar as a dealership, as an organization.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, how often should they be doing it? Should they be doing it yearly or biannually?
So at Dynamic Beacon, we're doing it quarterly. We recognize that may not be something that is easily able to be done within a large organization as a dealership. So we recommend at least once a year, but it'd be fantastic if they could do it biannually.
Gotcha.
And,
all right.
As an agency that's born out of a dealership, and we communicate with a lot of dealerships, you know, there's expectations that salespeople should be doing this or they should be doing that. But if we're not communicating that, and we're not sitting down and reviewing that salesperson's performance, then how can we have expectations that things are going to change?
Okay, so why do you think the dealerships aren't doing them?
I think it's maybe a lack of time in some cases, perhaps. I mean, they're busy, you know, they're customer-facing, working with customers. It's maybe a lack of knowledge and not knowing that there's resources available for them out there.
Yeah, I think in some cases, too, I feel like we just feel like we're on this, you know, month in, month out on this kind of perpetual hamster wheel where we're just sprinting as fast as we can each and every month to sell as many cars as we can or service as many cars as we can, and we feel like there's really no time to rest, if you will, and setting aside time to do something like a performance appraisal might be viewed as resting almost, if you will, that, hey, there isn't time for that. But, you know, really make it a priority. It's really going to help you run faster, frankly, in our opinion. You know, sometimes you got to stop, slow down, take a deep breath, get some fluids, do a little stretching. I'm just continuing with this random analogy just because I'm here in it. But, you break your stride down, you understand how you're running so that then when you go out, you can run faster, you can run longer, whatever the case might be. I mean, being able to evaluate in that way is critical.
And then I think even more important is, as we're doing these and we go back and we do them, whether in your dealership you're doing them every year or biannually, measuring the success of the last performance appraisal, looking for, you know, the overall score, looking at the individual factors, and being able to comment to that person, hey, you've improved here or you've gone backwards here, and let's look at that and let's evaluate it. You know, there's a lot of turnover in dealerships, and all too often I don't think the time's being taken to actually evaluate where the deficiencies are or where the greatnesses are, because there certainly is.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
And we also, you know, believe strongly in having weekly department meetings within the dealership. And, you know, within those department meetings, having those scheduled. And we really love, you know, Google Apps for work. We use it at Acton Toyota. We use it at Dynamic Beacon. So we're all using a shared Google calendar. We have invites that are sent out to all of the individuals that are due to participate in that weekly meeting. When they accept it, we get a notification so we know that they said, yes, I'll be there. They're then kind of held accountable as opposed to just verbally saying, hey, we're going to have a meeting every week at this time, but people show up or they don't show up. It's really all about accountability. And when you break it down to those weekly department meetings, you're able to discuss things that are hyper-relevant to that department and not dealership-wide.
Yeah, and we say, you know, we're definitely not advocating for, you know, meetings upon meetings. We're actually visiting a dealership yesterday. We were talking to the sales director, and she was commenting, sometimes I feel like we have meetings about meetings, and what, you know, we leave a meeting without any sort of real closure here. And so, you know, having a real agenda with each meeting, there's a real purpose behind that meeting. There, as Jess was noting, it's scheduled. There's some sort of defined time period, and you get done within that meeting everything you planned to get done, that's important to get done, and then you go about your business. So just adding that.
Sure. And so we think that it's extremely important, you know, after we've hired that individual, we've trained them, we provided them feedback, that we recognize that individual for a job well done. I think that that's really important. And we noted this stat here from Office 5 that 78% of employees said being recognized motivates them in their job.
You know, Leona, we just wanted to say that you're doing an excellent job as a moderator.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. I love that.
There's ways beyond the pay plan to motivate your sales staff. So, you know, many dealerships, with being charitable, and our own dealership, Acton Toyota, as a result of being charitable, we're receiving sporting event tickets, or by way of vendor relationships, receiving sporting event tickets. And so we like to distribute those to the sales staff. And this is a photo here taken with Tuukka Rask at the Garden not too long ago. We also think that, internally within the dealership, having dinners outside the dealership, kind of the importance of leaving the store, kind of going off-site and being able to celebrate there, whether it be a great month or a really great sales weekend that you might have had, having that team leader have the autonomy and the authority to say, hey, I want to take my team out to dinner and really celebrate with them as a nice team-building exercise. And, in fact, we were doing what's called a SWOT analysis yesterday with Dynamic Beacon, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, and one of the individuals, one of our graphic designers, commented on really how what he thought would be the importance of, you know, going off-site more often and having either maybe a lunch away from the office or being able to celebrate kind of outside the office. So just the importance of leaving the facility to celebrate those moments. The other thing that you can do, and this is kind of getting back to the employment brand, is so a dynamic beacon. We have our dynamic recognition. It's monthly, and where we're, again, acknowledging a job well done. This is one of our graphic designers, and really trying to be thoughtful about the gift that we give that person. And then, in fact, she kind of took a selfie here. We promoted this on the Dynamic Beacon Facebook page, and what's really cool is you can see she actually used it to take her mom out for her 50th birthday dinner. So she, her mom actually commented on this. So really, what better way to build your employment brand than this?
And so that kind of leads us right into that fourth and final poll question.
That's right. Here we go. Last poll question. All right, everyone. We want to know, do you post photos of employees being acknowledged on social media to help build your employment brand? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, we actively recognize our staff for a job well done. How about we've thought about it, but, you know, we haven't done it yet. Slow down. What about we have in the past, but got little engagement on those posts, so we stopped doing it? How about no, you know what, we outsource our social media, so there's no way they would be able to post photos of our employees. And the last answer is every once in a while, but, you know, very infrequently. We only do it for, like, the really big stuff. all right, so once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. Do you post photos of employees being acknowledged on social media to help build your employment brand? All right, so the votes are very interesting that came in. I'm wondering if more, oh, more work still coming in. Wait till you see these, Justin and Ben. Okay, so I guess my question is, before we give you the answers, are you saying not just for big stuff, like we should be posting on social media for anything that employees do for a job well done, or even stuff that they do outside of work too? Like, for instance, if somebody on the staff ran a 10K, like if they ran a 10K and they won or even just finished would be great. I mean, do we post that stuff, or are we just saying no, only stuff that's done at the like employee of the month and stuff like that?
No, I mean, what you described, it just further humanizes the dealership, right? So being able to share the successes, the wins, if you will, outside of the dealership walls is also really important.
Yeah, like one time Justin rescued a little cat out of the tree, but I wasn't there to photograph that. But if I had been, I would have put that on Dynamic Beacon's Facebook page.
Well,
luckily, I took a selfie with the cat.
That would have been adorable because cats sell on social media. Obviously, we all know that. All right, audience, thank you so much for your votes. Let's close the poll, and let's all take a look at the results. All right, here we go. Do you post photos of employees being acknowledged on social media to help build your employment brand? Okay, 28% of today's audience said yes, we actively recognize our staff for a job well done. Bravo. Now, a third of today's audience, 33%, said, you know what, we've thought about it, but honestly, no, we haven't done it yet. 11% of today's audience says, we have in the past, but you know what, we didn't get good engagement from those posts, so we stopped doing it. No one on today's audience said that they outsourced their social media. And then the remaining 28% of today's audience said, every once in a while, but we admit, very infrequently. And Brad wrote in, oh, we rescued a squirrel and posted it. So there you have it. It all comes full circle. So is that what you were thinking? I mean, so in order to humanize the dealership on social media, which, you know, is not an easy task for somebody, for a business who really just wants to sell you stuff, right? So in order to humanize it, you say, not even just for a job well done, but for any cool thing that any employee does that's associated with your dealership. So, like we said, running a 10K, doing charity work, anything like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, anything outside the dealership that's a win or a victory for that individual would be really important to promote. Also, another idea would be, and one of our clients actually does this and does it pretty well, is promoting the fact that someone just had an anniversary. So I'll take a picture of that individual with almost like a little trophy, if you will, and acknowledge them for their anniversary and their time spent at the dealership.
Oh, so, that's nice.
As dealerships, I mean, we expect customers to follow us and like us, but if we're always promoting that special lease offer and that special deal and that promotion, and it's always like that, then people lose interest pretty quickly.
Yeah, and same with the, you know, again, going back to that employment brand and, you know, job candidates, I mean, thinking very quickly, as Jess and I were putting this deck together, we remembered the story of one of our account managers that we'd recently hired, and her commenting that when she was researching us as an organization, she was looking at us on Facebook.
Yeah, she'd actually watched all the Dynamic Solutions videos that we had posted and was looking on Twitter and Facebook and trying to get a real sense of who we were and who we are as a company. So that was very interesting to us.
Yeah, it made her really attractive, made us as an organization very attractive to her. And that's kind of the point we're getting, I think we're getting at with part of that.
So what's some other ideas that maybe some dealerships could do? So, for instance, if somebody was retiring and they'd been at the dealership for like 20 years, that would be a good post?
Yeah, that could be a great post, you know, with a photograph or a short video clip. But, yeah, that's certainly another great idea.
How about, like, on Veterans Day, if we went around and got all of the veterans that worked at the dealership into one picture and said thank you for your service, took a picture of them, posted that, right?
Yeah, that's another great example, absolutely.
All right, so you guys come up with some good examples. We'll share it with the rest of the class, all right? Right on in. All right, please, keep going.
Okay. So we want to talk a little bit about the career path, and we've talked about setting the expectations, but having that conversation, you know, with that sales rep or that individual at the dealership and looking at maybe that corporate ladder, if you will, what opportunities exist, but also noting that a stat here by Bamboo HR that 1 in 5 employees would prefer to receive a promotion in the way of a higher title in lieu of that 3% raise. So rather than getting a raise, they'd actually be happier with an increased title, a higher title.
Yeah, and I'm thinking right now about an employee who works at Acton Toyota. He's really, I mean, his product knowledge is exceptional. And, you know, we're leveraging that now. We've actually kind of turned him into the, you know, the product knowledge guru, if you will. And it's a very small additional income he receives. But now he's coaches our team. And all the sales consultants, when we've got new products, there's, you know, new model releases, whatever the case might be, he's really tasked he's really tasked with, you know, sharing all of the new updates of the vehicles, the new, again, the different technology that's in it. He's tasked with doing that across the board with all of our consultants. And more than the money, he absolutely just likes the fact that, hey, you know, we've recognized his product knowledge. He takes great pride in it, and he's looked to then as a real resource of information. So just, you know, leveraging those types of people as well within your dealership. That's a sales side example, but they exist obviously in service and parts and throughout all the money centers of the dealership.
And also kind of reviewing the work-life balance. So if, for example, at Acton, we were visiting a dealership yesterday, having a conversation with someone who used to work at Acton, saying that he had adopted the schedule that's there in place at Acton Toyota, where, you know, the sales reps have a weekend off, one weekend a month, and he was commenting on really what a game changer that is. So, you know, I think what he said exactly is you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. So the nice thing about this having this weekend off or having a late day to come in after your day off is that it doesn't cost the dealership anything, right? So the dealership isn't having to spend any more money. And, in fact, this individual said, you know, if for any reason sales drop, you know, it's just something we'll have to alter and perhaps take away. So he knew that going into it, told his sales reps. What a difference it's made, though, for him and his staff.
And so we're transitioning now to some additional dynamic tips. And we've got three here then for you. Under that, you know, recognition, acknowledgement for your team. And the first of which we'll look at in just a moment, a photo of service plaques. So at Acton Toyota in the customer lounge area, We've got plaques on the wall there of every service technician, along, I think, with their years and their time of service within the dealership, the organization. So really, it's a great way, too, for our customers, our service customers, to then know kind of, you know, in the shop who is servicing, who might be servicing their vehicle. Next is an anniversary card that is signed by the owner and general manager of the dealership, you know, acknowledging the years of service, whether it's 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, and beyond, you know, up to 20-plus years. It's handwritten and signed then by the owner and the GM, thanking for the years of service. And then the third, you know, if the dealership, if you do have some sort of internal newsletter or communication with your employee team, to have a section that could be kind of an attaboy or you go girl type section, in which again you're able to acknowledge a job well done, and in some cases it may be kind of peer acknowledgement of providing your employees an opportunity to recognize someone else within the organization for a job well done. And so kind of here we're just looking then, as it said, the plaques. So again, this is just a photo taken on the wall there in the customer lounge area of the service technicians, their years of service. Here then is that anniversary card. As I said, it's just handwritten, doesn't need to be too terribly long. And then third, I thought I had a third example of the newsletter, but I don't. My apologies. My apologies. So, you know, next we're moving over. So we've talked about, you know, providing feedback to our employees, but it really needs to be a two-way street, right? We need to provide our employees an opportunity to communicate to us as managers, as leaders of the dealership, as an organization, as to, you know, really their thoughts, their opinions. We need to be open to their input. And, you know, doing so is a real benefit then to the organization. As we're looking at another stat here from Office Vive, by nearly 15% lower turnover rates in companies that implement regular employee feedback within their organization. And so, you know, we're just citing here as well kind of what Facebook does as an organization as it relates to employee feedback.
Yeah, so Facebook provides direct access here in these weekly Q&A sessions to the CEO of the business, so that, you know, that in the case of a dealership, that dealer principal or general manager being visible for those salespeople, for the technicians to ask any questions, really having kind of an open door policy, but then also being available in any sort of weekly meetings as well. So just making themselves accessible and visible to the staff that's working hard for them.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, kind of going back then to that feedback really and the survey, right? Kind of a more formal way in which to get that sort of feedback or input from your employees is through a survey, which again is a, you know, applies that to dealerships. You know, you answer that price question correctly, and you know, you'll have us administer that to your employees, and even beyond administering, then really kind of, you know, helping you coach through, find areas that you can improve to make your place an even better place for your employees to work, and therefore then also make happier customers.
And a couple of dynamic tips here for you on conducting an exit interview when employees are leaving the dealership. So this is a tip actually we had seen on a CBT News kind of sales tip of the day. And we think that that's really important for the dealership to be able to learn from why that individual is leaving. Sit down and having a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And then next, engaging the team in a SWOT analysis. So on the exit interview questions, again, I want to note they're provided by Glassdoor and that there is a PDF handout available for you to download. But with that SWOT analysis, you heard me mentioning that. Again, we conducted one yesterday, and we've tried to do them annually for the last few years, where we actually have a business coach. We're sitting with that business coach. We have our entire team with us, and we're going through the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that exist here, you know, within the agency. And so this is something you could do with your executive or leadership team, and really just kind of clearing the air and getting everybody involved in the conversation to make sure everyone's kind of on the same page. And we wanted to share with you here as we kind of finish out the session some of the key takeaways, and that 29% of job seekers use social media as their primary tool for job searching. So it's important to ensure that you're tailoring that message, as Ben talked about, tailoring that posting to each of those job sites, whether it's Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook, making sure that you're trying different posts and different pictures to see really what works best and what gets the most engagement. Next, creating your purpose or defining your why should be a collective effort, and having it prominently displayed in the dealership and online to keep it alive and well. So again, really underscoring here that it should be a collective effort. We shared with you those core values that are alive and well in the Hazelwood organization for customers and also for dealership personnel to see alike. So making that a collective effort, building those together, and getting everybody involved and kind of synergized in that. Next, kind of hiring individuals who are looking for a career, not just another job. As Ben was talking about, the different traits that are available, and really being very careful within the interview process. So looking for coachability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as well as ambition as well. It's one of those big traits in which to look for. It's just how ambitious is that individual. And again, communicate to job applicants the fact, if you are an organization that promotes within and really looks to, help grow that individual throughout the organization. It's often too, you find most organizations with their leadership, they have the best managers are typically people that, started early in their career and really worked their way up through that organization, know that organization extremely well, and really kind of lead that company. Next would be, having real formal development and training, mentoring, and coaching for employees. It's something that they value very highly. As Justin was saying, a lot of cases, unfortunately, for organizations, it can be a real sink or swim type situation. And as funny as kind of that Joe Webb video is, and unfortunately, there's some organizations, some companies out there where that's probably not too far from the truth, and that's obviously why he then created it. But knowing too that training, that mentoring, that coaching, it can all be a real fun process. We were looking at that photo from West Hills and their new hire orientation, and that was kind of an employee there, with his hands up, screaming, doing whatever crazy thing he's doing. It should be a fun process, right? And then, next is a takeaway here that 4 out of 10 workers are actively disengaged when they get little or no feedback. One of the best ways formally to do that we're, that we do here is through those performance appraisals. And as Justin was saying, scheduling those and having those done with regularity, with frequency. Kudos again to those that do it biannually as well as annually. And then next, that 68% of employees said that being recognized motivates them in their job. And again, there's a number of different ways in which you can recognize it. Whether it's taking a team out to dinner, whether it's providing more time off, which was a big thing Justin was noting earlier with that kind of work-life balance for folks. But recognizing them in some capacity for a job well done. Oftentimes, it's just that recognition alone in and of itself is more valuable to that individual than some sort of monetary compensation. And then, providing your employees an opportunity to share their input or express their opinions, their thoughts to leadership really helps lower than turnover rates within companies by just about 15% for those who, in fact, do that and implement regular employee feedback. And so kind of with that, then we're over to the Q&A session that Eliana will help us administer, and we're going to try right now to kind of turn our camera on so that our webcam on so that people can see us.
All right, I'm going to try my webcam again. It wasn't working earlier, and it's still not working, but audience, thank you so much for paying attention and answering all of those great poll questions. You guys, Justin and Ben, take a sip of water while I remind the audience that, yes, you heard during the presentation that Justin and Ben alluded to a few handouts. Well, they're right. We have 5 handouts for you. It's our first time we have 5 whole handouts for you. So check out the handout section of your GoToWebinar interface. All right, in there you're going to see the slide deck from Justin and Ben that you just saw. You'll also see 4 different handouts. One is called 7 Exit Interview Questions. Justin, Ben, do you have any comments on any of these handouts?
Not necessarily. You know, I mean, I really encourage everyone in attendance to download them. I think they're great resources. We hope you find them valuable and helpful to you as you run your organization, as you seek to hire new employees, as you seek to coach them, mentor them, etc. So, yeah, we find them really valuable for our organization and hope you do too.
So what we have here is 7 exit interview questions that you should ask, 15 best interview questions that you should also use, and then Dynamic Beacons performance appraisals, right? We talked about that earlier. And what is Facebook Prevents Politics?
Yeah, it's actually article from the Harvard Business Review that we really like, kind of looking at Facebook. I think we might have pulled perhaps the meetings that Facebook has there with the CEO. That I think was just one kind of snippet of information that is there part of that article. So yeah, it's an article from the Harvard Business Review about how Facebook prevents kind of those, you know, office politics and all the turmoil and such that it can create. I think one of the images is the image that accompanies the article, if we kept it in there, was, you know, like a real stormy sea, right? From that can, yeah. You know, that's the office politics. So just how they help prevent that.
All right. Well, anyway, audience, you have until the very end of this broadcast to download all 5 of those handouts. So please do so. They're going to be very helpful for you. And if you haven't gotten in your questions yet for Justin and Ben, please do so now. We're going to give them all those questions right after we give away a couple prizes. So, yes, if you're waiting for your questions to be answered, just give us a couple more minutes. We're going to give away some prizes first. So it's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends over at Dynamic Beacon, they're giving away some amazing prizes today on the webinar. 2 of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win an internal dealership survey to measure employee satisfaction. Now, like I said before, Dynamic Beacon is going to administer the survey to all of your employees so you can know how your employees really feel about their job and get the feedback you need to keep them happy. Dynamic Beacon is then going to review the results and then suggest improvements on how you can build a better workplace. It's an awesome prize for your dealership. So everyone, get ready, get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response to our giveaway questions will win this awesome prize today. Now, if you're a vendor, as you might be able to tell, this isn't really for you, this prize. So please, we're going to ask you to sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only, but we do appreciate you being here. All right, here we go, everyone. Good luck. Your first question is, what percentage of job seekers use social media as their primary tool for job searching? Ooh, we have a winner. First person to write in the correct response was Devon Rajkumar. Devon, this is not the first time you've won with me. Congratulations. Devon was the first person to write in the correct number of 29%. Congratulations, Devon.
Yeah, Devon.
Rajkumar. Here we go. Now, Devon, you know how this goes. You're supposed to write on in and give me a yay, rah-rah, and then also write in the name of your dealership so I can give you a proper congratulations. You just won an incredible prize for your dealership. So congratulations. And everyone else, guess what? You have one more chance to win. Here we go. Good luck, everyone. Companies that implement regular employee feedback see turnover rates lower by what percentage? Ooh, who was the first person who wrote in that correct response? That's correct. Chris Villegas wrote in 14.9%. Congratulations, Chris. That is awesome. I'm writing your name down, making it official. All right, Devon and Chris, you are our two winners. Devon is from Devon is the digital marketing manager at Van Dusen Chevrolet Buick GMC, and they are located in Ontario, Canada. Congratulations, Devon. And Chris hasn't written in who he's with yet. Maybe he'll do it soon. But I want to tell everyone, you know what? I know. We gave away two prizes today, and not everyone could be a winner today. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week, so come on back to another Dealer On webinar. And who knows? That could be the day you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. But for right now, we're congratulating Devon from Van Dusen Chevrolet Buick GMC and Chris Villegas, and he is from Street Toyota in Amarillo, Texas. The two of you guys are winning an incredible prize from our friends over at, that's right, Dynamic Beacon. So we want to thank everyone for playing along. Congratulations, you two, today's winners. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Dynamic Beacon for their incredible generosity. Thank you so much, Justin and Ben. All right, Justin, Ben, if you're ready, I'm going to start with this, the last question that came in because – kind of asked it twice, so I got to make sure we get the answer to him. You use the term SWOT, S-W-O-T, and he and a couple other people didn't actually know what that meant. So if you could tell everyone what SWOT means.
Yeah, so that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So kind of breaking it down, the way that we did it is we had everyone in our conference room, and we were with our business coach, and we're reviewing with each person, kind of giving everybody open mic, the ability to share what they thought the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for our agency is. So it's a great way to, you know, just open the lines of communication, give everybody a comfortable space to be able to communicate in such a way, and then afterwards being able to compile that information, taking it off the whiteboard, and looking at opportunities for improvement. Really, that's the most important part. So the next step for us is we've done this now. This will be our third time, is meeting with our business coach and looking for overlapping of the answers to be able to make improvements within our agency.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Jim, I hope you are okay with that answer. And if you have a follow-up question, write on back in, and let's see if we can help you some more. Okay, Brad wrote in, not really a question, but he wanted to say that he loves Simon Sinek, and Simon has a new book coming out. It just came out yesterday, actually. It's called Together is Better, A Little Book of Inspiration. So Brad's looking forward to reading that. Let's see. I'm sorry, you're going to say something?
Well, I just said nice. Is all I can say.
Okay. Next question comes in from Tim. He says, well, I hope this isn't a dumb question. I already assured him it wasn't because it's a pretty good question. Can you explain how a bad hire can cost so much money for a dealership?
I think it's really the time involved. You know, when you're hiring an individual, it's not just one person involved. It's multiple people, whether it's the HR manager, if it's multiple sales managers interviewing that individual. It's that individual, if they're not right for your organization, you know, I hate to say it this way, but could kind of be cancerous to the organization, right? Mm. Whether they're talking with other sales reps, you know, kind of spreading bad feelings and energy into the dealership and really affecting those other sales reps and other managers within the dealership. It's almost contagious, if you will, in a bad way.
Yeah, and if you want to try and quantify it in a real way, let's say as a sales consultant, you make a bad hire. Who knows? In that first week, the prospective customers, car buyers that he or she is dealing with don't end up buying, leaving with a foul taste in their mouth for some reason. You know, right? They don't buy. There's a loss of a sale there. Now that customer, prospective customer shares his experience or her experience with, you know, their friend. Now they don't visit your dealership. So, yeah, I mean, there's a real snowball effect that can occur, right, even beyond just, okay, we hired someone, they didn't work out, and now we're launching them.
Right. And I do believe when you said one bad employee could be a cancer, oof, you are not kidding. I remember not at this company, at another company in many years ago, and there was one employee who was doing more harm than good definitely did not earn a paycheck every week and could have single-handedly destroyed the entire company practically if he wasn't found out and let go in time. So, that definitely could happen. So, it could cost a lot of money. Now, Tim does have a follow-up question for you. I believe we were talking about it was after one of the poll questions when we said, well, why do you think dealers don't do those why don't they ask their employees what they feel? Why don't they do those
performance appraisals?
Yeah, performance appraisals. So Tim wrote in, could it be that dealers are afraid that performance appraisals would reflect how poorly we do with training? I don't know.
It's probably more of a rhetorical question in a sense, I think. But I think the point he's alluding to in asking that question, I think he's absolutely right. What that might expose. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for the great comments and questions, Tim. Okay. A couple more left for you, and then we'll close out the webinar. Jim wrote in, takeaway number 3 is just not consistent with today's hireable workforce. They don't have a clue for the most part. We must develop and make positions desirable for the future. You have any comment on that?
And we were talking a little bit about sort of the current dealership today, the dealership structure within the way that dealership personnel are paid and the schedule that they work. We see that being not really consistent or not able to work for people that, particularly millennials in the future. We were talking about that earlier this morning. So, the scheduling of it and the shrinking profit margins and new vehicle sales, transitioning over to more of a salary-based position and also then changing those retail hours so that they are a little more family-friendly would probably be conducive to those folks, particularly millennials, for working in the future.
Gotcha. All right, Jim, thank you so much for the question. All right, last question comes in to you guys from Kendra. Hi, Kendra. She says, you mentioned taking sales staff to sporting events. What about staff like sales managers, F&I, or a BDC coordinator who's bringing in those appointments? What is a good way to recognize their hard work? I've noticed that office employees or those that aren't sales consultant status simply aren't recognized. Justin, Ben?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point that, the entire, everyone throughout the organization, has an important role to play. They're a valuable employee. And so, as an organization to recognize those individuals. And I think from the top down, ownership and GM need to communicate to their subordinates, the managers that they have working underneath them, that either one, they have kind of the autonomy, the authority to do different things like that to help with their team to recognize them in some capacity. Because you're right, most often, I think a lot of dealerships, it's the sales team. What are they doing? Let's recognize the sales team because they're really the department that's there generating revenue, right? And so as a result, then they're going to be hyper focused on that department. I think that brings up an excellent point that really all departments need to be valued, need to be recognized, and should have the ability to go out and celebrate successes that they have. I know within Acton Toyota, our affiliate dealership, Matt Medeiros, the office manager there, I think he does a really nice job of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they have dinners and lunches where he'll close down the office and step out for an hour and a half and take them to lunch, acknowledge them, spend time with them outside the dealership. And that's been happening for quite some time now. We know that they really appreciate that.
Yeah, and he's strategic when he does that so it doesn't interfere. I mean, when they need to push them within, book out all those deals, build all those deals, get the statement done. I mean, when it's crunch time, it's crunch time. But, so he's strategic when he does those sort of things.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. Kendra, do you have a follow-up question? You've got a couple more seconds to get it in. Otherwise, we're going to start closing out this show. Thank you so much, Justin and Ben. Awesome presentation. I loved it. And I bet Acton Toyota probably has a really good culture over there, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, thank you so much. Great presentation. I'm sure I'm going to see you guys again sometime in 2017, so thank you so much, and I look forward to it. I want to remind the audience that a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinars, and there you can view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. At the conclusion of this webinar in just a moment, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation, so let your opinion be heard. Also want to let you know that Justin Brunn and Ben Kohler will be presenting at the upcoming Driving Sales Executive Summit happening October 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas. If you're going to be there, you're not going to want to miss seeing these guys live. And for more information, check out drivingsales.com/DSES. We'll see you there. And hey, not to be outdone, Dealeron is going to be hosting another Top Golf event. This time, it's in Dallas, Texas, Wednesday, October 5th. Yes, it's golf, it's Google, it's cocktails. That is an awesome recipe for awesomeness. If you would like more information on this amazing event, please check out the tiny URL right there on the screen. It's tinyurl.com/TG Dallas Webinar. Oh, and I should mention, all of that, all this whole Top Golf thing, it's free. Yes, you get to hear from Google, you get to hear from our experts at Dealeron, you get food, you get drinks, and you get to play golf. It's all free. So if you can make it to Dallas, Texas on October 5th, well, we'd love to see you there. Thanks so much. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealeron webinar. Ooh, it's a doozy. Let me tell you, an expert from Google is going to tell us all how to rock your fixed ops digital marketing. That's right. Most dealerships earn the majority of their overall profit from fixed ops, yet, other than a few pages on their website and a couple of service specials, they don't promote that profit center online. That's insane. Do you want to rock your fixed ops digital marketing for this very important topic? We brought in the big guns in this eye-opening one-hour presentation. Andrew Diffenderfer, an automotive retail strategist at Google, is going to teach you how to dominate the digital market and fill your service lanes by outlining the most effective digital tactics to increase service business. This jam-packed session will highlight the opportunities existing for your dealership's fixed operations and the best practices on how to utilize Google to dramatically increase online results for your service department. Attendees will learn what customers are looking for and how to best organize your strategy with Google, as well as comprehensive fixed operations marketing best practices for both mobile and video. Honestly, this may very well be the game changer that will take your fixed ops to the next level. So if you're ready to learn what an expert from Google has to say about fixed ops digital marketing, then this is a must-see presentation. You can't afford to miss it, so register now. And don't forget, Dealeron's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. We have some awesome webinar subjects planned for 2016, but if you have questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, hey, contact me directly. I'd love to hear from you. I'm all over the internet. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, every automotive social network, or you can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.